Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mom, if you can go ahead and start reading Judges 4 until the rest of everyone's done.
This is Abram, the fourth chapter. After he who died, the Israelite once again did evil in the eye of the Lord. So the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who raged in Havre. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Hagoya, because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruel oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. They cried to the Lord for help. Therefore, a prophecy, the wife of Lapidus was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramon and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites came to her to have their dispute decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinona from Kenya in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commanded you, go. Take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead the way to Mount Tabor. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariot and his troops to the Kishon River and give him unto your hand." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Very well," Deborah said, "I will go with you. But because of the way you are going about this, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will handle Sisera over to a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kedesh. Where he summoned Zebulun and Naphtali. 10,000 men followed him, and Deborah also went with him. Now, Herbert the Canaanite had left the other Canaanites, the descendant of Hobar, Moses' brother-in-law, and pitched his tent by the great tree of Zebulun near Kedesh. When they told Sisera that Barak's son of Abinon had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera gathered together his 900 iron chariot and all the men with him from Horsham, Harkeman, to the Kintyre River. Then Deborah said to Barak, go, this is the day that the Lord have given Israel into your hand. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you? So Barak went down Mount Tabor, followed by 10,000 men. At Barak advance, the Lord routed Syria and called and all of his chariots and army by the sword. And Syria abandoned his chariot and fled on foot. But Barak pursued the chariot and army for as far as Harosha. All the troops of Syria fell by the sword. Not a man was left. Sisera, however, fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Hur, the Canaanite became there, what were friendly related between Jabalon, king of Hazor, and the clans of Herbert, the Canaanite. Joel went out to meet Syria and said to him, come, my lord, come right in. Don't be afraid. So he entered her tent, and she put a cover over him. I am thirsty, he said. Please give me some water. She opened a skim of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him up. Stand in the doorway of the tent. He told her, if someone come by and ask you, is anyone here, say no. But Jael, Herbert's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temple into the ground, and he died. Barak came by in pursuit of Syria, and Joel went out to meet him. Come, she said, I will show you the man you are looking for. So he went in with her, and there lay Syria with the tent peg through his temple dead. On that day, God subdued Jabalon, the Canaanite king, before the Israelites. And the hand of the Israelite grew stronger and stronger against Jabalon, the Canaanite king, until they destroyed him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm gonna go ahead. Go ahead and get started with our program this evening. We have Mother May, Auntie Dot, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Daniel, Loretta, and myself, Angela. So good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
All righty, all righty. Okay, welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We unite on this day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And before I proceed with the opening prayer, I want to make sure we did not have a volunteer from last week, right?
Right.
All righty. All right, if you bow your heads, please. Oh, God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and blessed Spirit, hear our prayers today. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek his freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 All righty. The worship song that we have for today, the title is This Means War by Charles T. But before I get into the song, just want to read Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Are you armored up?
You can't have my breakthrough.
Want to close it out with Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we armored up? I love that. Amen. Amen. All righty, well, let's go ahead and get started in our program today. Let's, as always, when I call your name, if you have a word to share, some good news, please do so. If not, just say pass. And again, as always, we know how much God loves us, and we can put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love lives in God, and God lives in them. Amen.
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 All righty, let's start off with Auntie Dot. Do you have any good news to share this evening?
Yes, I'm reading Matthew chapter 20:1-16. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to have labor into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. And whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and saying unto them, why stand here all the day and idle? They said unto him, because no man had hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So then come the Lord of the vineyard, said unto his steward, how the labor and gave them their hire beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, they were hired about the 11th hour. They received every man a penny. But when he first came, they supposed that they should have received more than that, likewise receiving every man a penny. And then they had received it. They murmured against the good man of the house, saying these lads have woke but 1 hour, at work for 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne like burden and heal and heat of the day. But he had answered one of them and said, friend, I do things wrong. Did not agree with me for a penny. Staying in and go that way. I will give unto this last even unto thee. It is not lawful for men to do what I will within my own. If thou is evil, I evil, because I am good. So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many be called, but few chosen. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Dot, for that reading out of Matthew 21 through 16, and basically the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Next, we have Mother May.
Okay. Fifth chapter, 6 through the 15, and the subject said, Just and Right. What a wonderful guarantee of life. What an assured guarantee of God's presence. These words of instruction were spoken to the children of Israel by the prophet Amos during a time when Israel was enjoying peace and economic prosperity. It would seem that the blessing of God upon his people will call them to love and seek him all the more. But it was not so with the children of Israel. In fact, they respond in the opposite way, turning from him and becoming self-centered, complacent, and indifferent. The prosperous rich of Israel became cruel and unjust toward the poor. The whole society was marked by materialism, idolatry, and most of all, injustice and unrighteousness. In essential, they could not handle the blessing of God. What is our purpose today to God's blessing of peace and prosperity? As a nation, have we turned away from God to follow materialism and to practice injustice and unrighteousness? Disobedience will always bring about judgment. Yet God remains long-suffering and does not punish without offering the opportunity for repentance. What God for us is clearly what is best for us. God loves justice and righteousness. In fact, the Lord loves righteousness and justice. Psalm 33:5. Oh,
right. Who is gracious and full of compassion?
But let justice roll on like a river. Righteousness like a never-failing stream. Amos 5:24. Just is the root of the word justice, and right the root of the word righteousness. Our God is just, and all his ways are right. We were created in God's own image and likeness. Through Jesus, his Son, we were made the righteous of God, and by faith, in his Son, we were justified. Nothing can change our creative image, but our choice in life can certainly pervert it. What choices in life are you making? Choose the way of life that are just and right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading. Amos 5:14. Basically, a little nod and call to repentance. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Next we have Hubert.
I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 50:1-6. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God come and will not be silent. He fired the world before him and around him a tempest rage. He summoned the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me, my consecrated ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Amen.
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 The son, I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, Asaph. Amen, amen.
Asaph. Amen.
Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 1, starting at verse 67-79. Then this father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophet long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who have hated us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering their sacred covenant. The covenant was sworn with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies, so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and in righteousness, for as long as we live. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way of the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sin, because of God's tender mercy. The morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide us to the path of peace. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of Luke 1:67-9. And basically, that's Zechariah's song. Amen. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. I was reading Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and the righteousness endure forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man shows favor and lends, and he will guide his affair with discourage. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteousness shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon the enemies. He shall disperse. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His bones shall be exalted in honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading.
Amen.
Out of Psalms 112, just another praise in the Lord verbiage. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Next we have Daniel. Do you have any good news you want to share this evening, sir?
Well, I just want to say hello to everyone. God bless everyone, and I'm going to listen for the rest of the night.
God.
Amen.
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 And hello to you, and God bless you. Thank you for sharing. Next, we have Loretta.
Yes, my reading is out of Romans 5, Peace and Hope. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we still were powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have now received reconciliation. Amen.
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 Right, Loretta, thank you for that reading out of Romans 5. And in summary, it's just peace and joy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty, that concludes our first round. We're going to move right along with our program to our sick and shut-in. Before we pray, do we have any family member or friend that we would like to add to our list?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna add my grandson Trademark Green. I don't know if you guys know, but he's a highly functioning. He has autism, but he's highly functioning. And it's, because he's highly functioning, it's very difficult to understand how to treat the illness. So I'm just going to put him on my list for prayer. He's doing better, but it is very challenging. Keisha has scheduled family counseling on October the 5th. I will be joining them there. But we're just going to add him to the list so that God can give him a strong mind and a strong will. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Is there anyone that I need to remove from the list? Any updates on anyone that is on the list?
I'm doing better, but I still need prayer.
Amen. I'd like you to bow your head for prayer, guys. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut in our family and our friends, with a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wileen, Auntie Dot, Trademark Green, and Joseph. Family and friends, may you be wrapped up in God's love, found deep in everlasting wings, carried and kept, safe and cherished. May the healing power of Jesus Christ breathe across your being right now. Come, Lord, you are the miracle worker for the sick. In your spirit, your gift of healing is alive in us. In you, Lord, we can put our trust that you can heal us and protect us from the enemy. So, Lord, thank you for loving us and sending your son, Jesus Christ, to save us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Well, at this moment, we would like to acknowledge birthdays for September 20th through September the 26th.
Amen.
Yeah. September 26th. I have, and Auntie Carrie, keep me honest here. September 20th, I'm showing Sarah from Napoleon's daughter and Eric Cody.
Eric on the 30th. Sarah is today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah, we have. All righty.
Yes, there is today.
Okay, got it. All righty. Mm-hmm. And then I have someone by the name of Madeline on September 22nd. Janet's daughter. Okay. All right. Marie's daughter. All right. Is there any other birthdays that we want to recognize for September 20th through the 26th? Let me update Eric so we can acknowledge him then. So, Auntie Carrie, would you mind doing the singing the birthday song for your grandbaby?
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 Many, many more.
Amen. Many
more.
Yeah. All right. Let's move right along to our second part of the program. This is our opportunity to share either a testimony, a poem, or a song. Mm-hmm. Or if it's something from another Bible verse is heavy on your heart that you want to share, of course you can do that by all means. Let's start out with Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. Hubert.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
Yeah, I'm going to read from my little prayer book, The Negative. Okay. Heavenly Father, help me to get out of a negative mindset. I want to focus on the things that are true, honest, just, true, loving, and of a good report. Lord God, you are the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. I know that you maintain my life, and I have a godly inheritance. Thank you, Lord. I will bless you for your counseling in my life. Amen.
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 Beautiful. Thank you for that. For that prayer, I take a negative mindset off. We need that at this time. Can't turn the TV on without negativity. So thank you for that prayer. All righty. Next, Mother May. Okay. Loretta.
Let's see here. Last week, I think it was, Auntie Dot opened the door for me to thank everyone for all of my birthday greetings. I received a call from each and every one of my aunts for my birthday. And I just want to thank you guys so much. It meant so much to me, and it brought so much joy to me to hear from everyone on my birthday. And I just want to thank you all again. Thank you so, so, so much.
Amen. Thanks for sharing, Loretta. The small gestures are the big gestures of the heart. Amen.
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 Okay, next we have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
All righty. Okay, well, that is everyone. So what we would like to do at this time is to assign next week's part. We are still in Judges, and we are in Judge 5. Do I have a volunteer to read Judge 5 for next week? Okay, we have Hubert volunteering. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
I do it.
Was that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. And then how about the closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer? Going once. Loretta and or I will take care of the closing prayer, but we definitely appreciate all of the volunteers, especially for this evening. Auntie Betty's going to do our closing in just a moment. We have Mom reading Judges 4, and we appreciate everyone for volunteering at any time. All righty.
Amen.
So let's go ahead with Auntie Betty with the closing prayer.
Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. Thank you for everything that has happened on this line tonight. Your word give knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding, because your word is truth. Father, thank you for ears to hear and eyes to see the wonderful things you have done for us all. As we close tonight, Father, provide for us your rest, oh God. For tonight, we need to rest and get up in the morning, bright and early, thinking about you on our mind. So you are our Redeemer and our refuge. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that closing prayer, Auntie Betty. All righty. Well, we're going to go to our last worship song, and the title of it is Graves Into the Garden. It's sung by the Elevation Worship Group featuring Brenda Blake. Okay, we're going to play half of the song, and then we're going to come back and conclude our call. And, of course, I will play the remainder of the call song if you want to drop at that time, by all means do so. So let's go ahead and get started.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right. How many times?
Amen.
How many times? How many times do we feel that he put us back together again in all the trials and tribulations that we go through?
Amen.
Nothing is better than God. Nothing is better than God. All righty. So let's go ahead and conclude our song and get back to this. Conclude our program and get back to this beautiful song. We have come to the conclusion of our program, and we would like to thank everyone for attending and sharing. We appreciate and love each one of you. You could have chosen to do something else tonight, but you chose to gather with us and bless us with your presence and God's word. So in closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time. You know he always shows up.
Amen.
And we ask him to continue to inspire. We ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave today. But as we leave today, guys, let's just make sure that each person we speak to during the week, that we just touch their hearts and their souls. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Have a safe and blessed week, and here we go.
Love you all.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Have a great week.
Amen, amen. Good night. We love you all. Love you all. Good night.